In our assignment for chapter 12, we're going to ask you to do a little bit of research. It's not hard, folks. In fact, it might actually turn out to be fun. There are several places to research stocks on the internet. Some of them are quite good. Some of them are not so good. The best one used to be Yahoo Finance, but they have succeeded in turning it into something really, really awful. But it still has some pretty good information for stocks. So let's use Yahoo Finance first. What they really want to do is get you to do their search engine in a pitiful attempt to compete still with Google, and they're never going to, I don't know, I wish them a lot of luck, but it doesn't look good. So what you think you're going to do is put the quote here in the search for news company symbols or companies, but the reality is you're supposed to put it here. Everyone knew that, right? This is where you're supposed to put the quote. So say you wanted to look up Johnson & Johnson. You start typing the name of the company, and they think, oh, you want Johnson & Johnson. And then eventually you'll learn the ticker symbol. But now let's take a look at Ford. And why would we want to look at Ford? Well, we looked at what happened to the Ford bonds in Chapter 11, right? Let's take a look at what happened to the stock. Oh, my goodness. Well, we click on Ford, and I happen to know that the symbol was F, but you'll learn those as you go along. And you find that it's currently selling for $9.45. It's on the New York Stock Exchange. The market is not open. If the market's open, you'll see the price change. You'll see things change along the way. And then there's all this information, used to be more, used to be better, about the stock. But here's the summary information that we ask you to look up: the market capitalization, how much the earnings are, 60 cents, and what is that as a dividend yield? Well, you take 60 cents divided by the price. The PE, price to earnings ratio, the earnings per share. These are all things we talk about in the presentations. And realizing that there's a whole lot more, take Business 123 if it gets you excited. But what I really want to show you is what happened to the stock. So we're going to click on 5 years, and we see that the last 5 years it's sort of been drifting downward, you know, not too exciting. But look at what happens when we, oops, that's not what I want to do. Look what happens when we see the maximum. Wow. Ford sort of peaked at the height of the SUV mania, right? And then it's been falling ever since. But here, this is a scale that's called a logarithmic scale, so it's a little difficult to deal with. But at the bottom of the Great Recession, 2008, Ford hit, I forget what it was, like a dollar or something. It was pretty bad. This was, remember when the bonds were selling for $580, $600, $640? Well, the stock was selling for under $2. Yeah. The time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy. So that then the stock skyrocketed over the next few years as the Great Recession subsided, and it looked like the companies, GM, Chrysler, Ford, would not disappear. But since then, it's been, it had a little bit of a rocky road, but it's still holding up, and it's paying a pretty darn decent dividend. So notice that there are other things that you can play with: the profile, read about the company, what are options, what historical data, that is for people who want to see what's, delve into the history statistics. So you can play with these if you want, but remember this on the summary is where the most important information is. There's the most important information. And then it used to be that they had the competitors and articles about Ford, but now they just throw out all these. Let's not go into there. I actually wrote a letter to the CEO of Verizon, because they own Yahoo, and I didn't think he was, you know, usually somebody else reads it and responds. And he sent back the next day a reply. Turns out the CEO of Verizon lived right across the street from Southwestern at one time, so he remembered Southwestern. Now, you can play with some of these others. MarketWatch is the Wall Street Journal's free website. It's not bad. It's okay. I use it. Bloomberg Finance. Other professionals tell me they really like this. I don't think it's that great. I love to read the articles. I like to read the articles. But I think Yahoo's information about stocks and MarketWatch is a little bit better. But you have to realize that this is just the free part. If you want the really good stuff, you have to pay for that, and I don't have that subscription. And then Money and Morningstar, CNN Money, which is okay. Morningstar is not bad. They started off with mutual funds, but now they do stocks. But you have to be careful because every other, every few minutes they're going to send you a pop-up saying, hey, sign up for our premium service. It's only $20 or $30 or $50 a month. And then the one that's very disappointing is Google Finance. Why? Because Google usually does a really good job. Let's just take a look at it. I'll show you. It's not that exciting. You type the quote in here. Let's do Ford. And it says, you want Ford Motor Company. But it gives very scant information, a little bit of the same information that we got with the others, but much less. And there's some news about Ford, comparing them to other companies if you want, the financials, which we learn about in 123. But it's sad because, Google, in my humble opinion, when they do something, they do it really well, generally. But not finance. So play with the others and see what ones you like the best. And do some research, and we hope you enjoy that research. And if you do, that's a good sign that you could be your own financial advisor, and there's a future for you in the industry. The financial industry, the investment industry is huge. Financial services certificate we offer at Southwestern and the associate's degree are your ticket to getting in the door and having I love it. I love it. Of course, I teach it, right? Of course. But they need more minorities, more bilingual. They want more women, ex-military, and the industry needs you because there's lots of us old folks getting ready to retire or die. Have fun.